Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Last week saw an historic episode with the MV Glenmidden. They managed to sail into Lewis without getting stoned to death. Not that the captain is one to brag, but since then, the ferries have now been able to dock in Lewis on a Sunday, and he believes it has something to do, in no little part, with the Glenmidden. Anyway, he's off in his cabin congratulating himself while Sandy has gone to the deck to break some news to the crew.
You're not going to believe this, but I've just heard on the radio that there's been a bit of a disaster.
What? Ugh, you're now going to tell us that down local radio station we keep picking up is going global?
No, nothing like that.
Oh, thank God for that. I couldn't have stoned it if you kept hearing Don dribble every time you turned the radio on.
Are you talking about that station we pick up that has the Gaelic programmes?
Aye, Don's the one. Jeez, it drives me round the bend.
Now, I think there's nothing better than a bit of Gaelic to soothe the nerves and bring the blood pressure down.
Well, in Don case, why didn't you just talk in Gaelic all the time and maybe my blood pressure would drop? Because I'm telling you this, you old craw, your yapping gets my blood pressure right up.
Well, I don't hear you complaining when I'm whispering sweet nothings in your ear.
Jeez, is that what that noise is? I thought I was hearing voices and it was just my age. Well, you can stop doing it, because it does nothing for me.
Would you like to hear my news or not?
Sorry, Sandy, I'll put a bit of duct tape round her mouth while you tell us.
Well, there's a bulk carrier full of Buckfast that was heading for America. It's called the MV Druthy Prior. However, due to a drunken crew, it's gone astray and grounded on the same reef at the Sound of Eriski as the politician did during World War II.
Oh dear, was anyone hurt?
They won't know until the crew sober up. Anyway, the point is that the ship has been abandoned with a cargo of Buckfast.
I see what you're getting at. We could help ourselves to the Buckfast while no one's looking.
Well, I suppose we could, but I was thinking more about getting there and seeing if they have a better wireless system than ours, and maybe we could purloin it.
Ah, you can do that if you like. I'm more interested in the Buckfast. We could go and bring the stuff out to the Glenmidden at night by dinghy, only I think we should keep this to ourselves and no tell Big Nelly.
Not tell Big Nelly what, to be precise, Scotty?
Oh, jeez. In the name of the wee man, I've told you about creeping up behind me. You could give me heart failure.
Well, if you weren't talking about me behind my back, then I wouldn't need to. And Scotty...
Aye, Captain.
Stop calling me Big Nelly. Now, would someone like to tell me what's happening?
Sandy and Scotty tell the captain the whole story about the MV Druthy Prior and their plan to borrow some of the Buckfast. The captain tells them to get the whole of the crew together in the lounge at noon to have a discussion as to what they should do.
Right. Now, no doubt, word has travelled round the ferry that there is a cargo container gone aground and that there may be a chance to get a couple of bottles of Buckfast out of the hold to implement our stocks.
Yes, this is manna from heaven. We could actually start making some money aboard this vessel if we could maybe get a case of Buckfast for nothing. I'm all for it.
I think we could get more than a case. I was thinking of most of the cargo.
But where are we going to put it all? That ship was full of nothing but Buckfast, and we have things like cabins and kitchens and stuff.
He does have a point there, Scotty. Maybe we shouldn't be too greedy.
Aye, drink is a curse. It would curse us. We'd be doomed. My father was cursed with drink, and it killed him.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Crawford. How did he die?
He used to work in a distillery, and one day he was doing his usual checking of the vats, and he fell in, drowned in whisky.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Aye, but the worst part was that when he was cremated, it took 4 days for the flames to die down.
Right. Well, any ideas about how we go about getting some of this Buckfast?
Hold on, hold on. I have to appeal to your consciences. Remember the 8th commandment?
What's coveting your neighbour's ass got to do with Buckfast?
No, no, no. That's number 10. Number 8 is... You shall not steal.
Reverend, we aren't technically stealing it. We're saving it from being sent to a watery grave. You see, we're actually doing it civic duty.
I don't see that as being...
Would you like me to write to the Celestial Comfort again about you?
No, I would not.
Then hold your wish.
I don't like to rush anyone, especially since I'm from Aberdeen, but the customs and excise must have got wind about this by now, and surely they'll be on their way to salvage the cargo.
Right then, thinking caps on, and let's come up with a foolproof idea.
Nothing is foolproof on the MV Glenmidden, and after 3 hours of silence, the captain suddenly comes up with his cunning plan to get their hands on the Buckfast.
I've got it. Monks.
Monks?
Monks. Buckfast is made by monks, isn't it? Well, all we have to do is pass ourselves off as monks, come to get their cargo back. Who'd ever question a monk?
A nun?
Well, okay, but there won't be any nuns around, so we should be home and dry on this one.
So I'm to be a monk as well?
Oh, you'll make a lovely monk, Maggie. Now, all we need are some costumes.
And where are we to get those from?
Well, use those old potato sacks we've got down in the hold. Maggie, you and I can take measurements and get them made. I've got a sewing machine in my cabin to run them up.
Come on then, Scotty, my love. Let me take your inside leg measurement. Would you like me to warm my hands up first?
You're no tucking my inside leg measurement, you nympho.
Would you rather the captain took it?
Oh, warm your hands up first, then.
Dick, you get the Eriski noise measurements, and I'll do the rest of the crew. After you're finished, bring the potato sacks to my cabin.
Are we using them for that game again?
No, Dick, they're for the costumes. Now, just get a move on. Crawford, you go up to the bridge and get this ferry on the move. To the sound of Eriski, full steam ahead.
So, with the captain's Singer sewing machine going full tilt, the engines of the MV Glenmidden at full blast, and Maggie still trying to get Scotty's inside leg measurement right, this will make it her 53rd attempt today, the ferry is on its way to pick up some duty-free buckfast from the stricken MV Druthy Prior. Will the captain's idea work? Will people believe this motley crew could be monks? Will flares ever come back into fashion? Some of these questions will be answered same time, same channel next week on the Glenmidden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.